And sometimes we don't. I really like my vegetables cold. I don't like them. If it's real cold weather, I don't like them where the grease will be settled in them and cold. I like them just, weather like this, I like them just without warming, you know, like beans or cabbage or something like that that's left over from lunch. I like them just, I don't like them head up. But rice and grits and stuff like that, it's a whole lot better warm. And it's not as good leftover as it is fresh, I don't think. Rice.
Well, what about, I mean, so you'd say that if you sat down to eat, you know, you take your fork and you put the food in your mouth and you begin to do what? You before you swallow it, you have to...
Chew it.
Well, did you ever make anything, you know, we're talking about cornbread thing. Did you ever, take warm cornmeal, you know, with just milk or water and just feed it to somebody who's sick or something? You know, just mix the warm cornmeal with a little water and a little salt and boil it and eat it like that?
Yeah, they call it gruel. Gruel is just a little mixture, a little thin mixture, kind of like you cook oatmeal thin. And used to use it a lot for sick people, you know, when they couldn't eat anything solid. They call it gruel. Just meal and hot water and a little seasoning and a little salt or whatever they use. And salt, I guess.
And you said
it's been a long time since I've seen any of that gruel made. But they used to make what they call a gruel.
Did you speak to anybody or somebody when they're sick or what? Would you make it?
Well, I don't know. I knew of them feeding it to well people, you know, make it for them.
Well, do you grow your vegetables now?
Oh, yeah. We've been growing our vegetables. We've had, for the last several years, up to the last year or two, I've had three gardens around here, a little garden out here south of the house and two back here north of the house. And we raised lots of vegetables and put up just deep freezers full of stuff and give away stuff. And but now we've got to the shape where we can't do much gardening because I'm not able to do much gardening. My wife's not able to fool with it much. But we've had a little garden last year out here. South of the house, but with the other two, we didn't have a garden. Well, we did one of them, I believe.
What do you grow in your garden?
Just everything. Just everything you can think of. Turnip greens and squash, mustard, beans, cucumbers, pumpkins, and corn. Just anything you can think of in the way of a vegetable, tomatoes, and all that kind of stuff, eggplants, just anything that you can think of in the way of vegetable that grows in this country, we try to grow it if it's a vegetable we like, you know.
You grow all that?
Some vegetables we don't like. We don't drop food with parsley much and stuff like that. But all these regular, what we call staple vegetables that we used to eat, and we like all kind of beans and peas and corn and okra and tomato.
What kind of squash? Are there different kinds?
Yeah, have a gooseneck squash and some kind of squash. It's got a funny kind named jacuma, or something like that. I forget what it is. It's an old green-looking squash. Pretty good old squash, too. And they have a round squash and a flat squash and just several different kinds of squashes. We really like the round gooseneck squash better than any kind, I believe. Got a little crooked neck to it.
And I know you grow tomatoes.
Yeah, grow tomatoes. And okra. Lots of okra.
What kind of tomatoes? Is big ones, or do you have just a little? Just the big ones, or do you?
Well, we have grown both. We really just kind of a medium-sized tomato is really the best, I think, better than those great big ones or little bitty ones. Because those little bitty ones, sometimes they make pretty good. Little potatoes, not more than just little bitty old things like that, you know. Just little bitty old fellas, just bite size, you might say, you know.
What do you call those, like that size, like tomatoes?
I usually just call them little tomatoes, but I don't know. They seem like they've got a certain name, but I can't think of it now.
You ever heard them called tomatoes or cherry tomatoes or sour tomatoes, plum tomatoes, you know?
Yeah, I've heard them called cherry tomatoes and plum tomatoes. I've heard them called that, but now that other name you named, what'd you say?
Tomatoes?
No, I think that's just kind of a slang way of saying tomatoes, I think. Tomatoes. Now, I think that's what it is, you know, T-O-M-A-T-O-E-S, you know.
Oh, the
tomatoes, I think.
They,
huh?